So January should be the troubleshooting month of the year. It should be the time to discover what works for you and get into a good rhythm. But part of our failure is that we want to jump into perfect execution and go from 0 to 100 all at once. In this next episode, I want to give you a word of encouragement and instruction to help establish your January and the rest of 2025. Hello, and welcome to a Powerful Life podcast. God has the best plans for you, and I know that this podcast will help you pursue your God-given purpose with revelation, direction, and Holy Spirit power. Also, don't forget to join the Powerful Life community at www.empoweringlife.online, where you can find more resources to help you live a powerful life. I look forward to seeing you there. Now, let's get started. Hello, this is Janelle here, your favorite evaluation consultant and empowerment specialist. And I want to give you a word for this month, and it is, do not be discouraged. Keep trying, and the solution you're looking for is often simpler than you think. Your solution or breakthrough may be in plain sight, but you haven't been able to pay attention to it yet. So may the Lord use this message to open your eyes to see the new vision, ears to hear the new instructions, and a heart for immediate obedience. And so I'm titling this message, It's Time for a Trim. And so the Lord was speaking to me as I was getting a trim earlier this month. I had been contemplating this for a while because my hair was getting very long and it was just starting to fall from the weight. But I like really long hair, and I was just resistant to getting it cut. I have no idea why. It goes deep, and maybe we can talk about this on another episode, but I just wanted to give you the background of it because sometimes we get so used to things. We get so used to dysfunction or circumstances that we just leave it as is and don't realize that there is a need for change. And so I'm titling this message, It's Time for a Trim. So I'm going to take you to the book of Genesis when Abraham was Abram back then, and he realized he could no longer live with his nephew Lot. Abraham felt like he had a responsibility to look after his nephew Lot because Lot's father had passed away, but now there was no longer enough space for them to live together. So the shepherds of both Abraham and Lot's flocks started to complain, and there appeared to be competition for resources, and discord was rising up between these two relatives. So Abraham, being the older and wiser of the two, said in verse 8, "Let there be no strife between our shepherds, because we are family." Abraham even gave Lot the first choice of preference as to where he wanted to go to take his possessions. See, Abraham chose peace over being right. Some of us are currently having arguments with our close friends and family, or maybe lacking peace in our homes because we're not seeing eye to eye with one of our family members. And it is time for a trim and possibly parting ways with our loved ones in this next season where God wants to take you. And when I mean parting ways, I'm not saying severing relationships. That is not what I'm saying. And Abraham did not sever the relationship. He actually wanted to conserve his relationship with his nephew. And later on, you could see them continuing their relationship, and Abraham continuing to want to look after Lot. But he just knew in this moment, It was not going to work out. And if he continued in this dysfunction, in this discord, in this space that was too small for the both of them, he was going to lose his relationship with Lot. And he valued peace and he valued family above all, that even though he was the older one and he should have chose where he wanted to go, he said, "No, I'm not worried about being right. I'm not worried about, being the older one. I'm gonna give Lot the choice and I'm gonna just go where in the opposite direction to where he's going." And sometimes we have to settle arguments that way. We have to say, "Well, we agree to disagree. What is it that you want to do?" And let the other person, just part their ways in peace. So most likely, if you're listening to this, you are the mature one in the relationship. And it is up to you to let the arguments go for the sake of peace, even if you are right and they are wrong. Choose peace over strife and quarreling like Abraham did. In Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14, the English Standard Version reads, "Strive for peace with everyone and for the holiness without which no one will see the Lord." Sometimes we get used to dealing with dysfunction and start to think it's normal, or we just rather keep things as they are, and this is a false peace. And God is saying it is time for a trim. And we must obey God no matter how hard the separation may be or difficult the changes we have to make, but we have to let go. And the separation between Abraham and Lot was necessary because we can see that Lot had no discernment, which could have ended up being a stumbling block for Abraham in the future. We can see this because Lot chose to settle in Sodom. And in verse 13, it says, like, it was known that the men of Sodom were wicked and great sinners against the Lord. But all Lot could see was, prosperity. Oh, this land looks fruitful, so let me go there. I don't care if the people are sinners against the Lord, they're wicked people. This is where I'm gonna go. So it was really best for Abraham to part. And look what happened to Abraham after Lot separated from him in verse 14. Okay? This is the point right here. God spoke to Abraham. He gave him a prophetic vision and then ended with specific instructions. So this is what it reads. This is the Lord speaking. "Lift up your eyes and look from the place where you are, northward and southward and eastward and westward. For all the land that you see, I will give to you and to your offspring forever. I will make your offspring as the dust of the earth so that one can count the dust of the earth. Your offspring also can be counted. Arise, walk through the length and the breadth of the land, for I will give it to you." So this was amazing. And now also pay attention to what Abraham did after. These are two important things that Abraham did after the Lord spoke that are key for us to model in 2025. Number one, Abraham responded with immediate obedience by taking up and moving his tent. And number two, he thanks God for this encounter by building an altar for the Lord. Now, I know that God desires to encounter you in this season, to share with you his vision for your life, and provide to you divine instructions. In Luke chapter 19, verses 40 through 44, this describes a scenario where the enemies of Jerusalem overtook the city and its people because Jerusalem did not seek peace. And because of this, they missed the time of their visitation. Do not miss your time of visitation because you did not know what you needed to do to bring peace. You will not be able to take everyone that is currently in your life with you into the next season. And an indication of where you need to make this change or with whom you need to make this change with is that they are an encumbrance. They're holding you back. These are scoffers, blatant sinners, the ones that may negatively influence you, the ones you are arguing with, the ones that you are constantly arguing with, or you feel the need to justify yourself or your faith. So Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 says, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us." So anything that's taking your energy or effort or focus away from where you are going, you must remove it. Anything that is entangling you in sin or discouragement, you must strip off. This may mean it's time for you to close that account, delete the number, exit the group, cut the commitment, unsubscribe, unfollow, remove the temptations, clear the playlist. And for some, instructions may be even more drastic. It may be the Lord is telling you, pack up and move out. Move geographic locations, end that relationship, move out of that house or situation. And this is key because we have to partner with God. And this message, you know, it's time for a trim. I could tell you, I was like thinking about, you know, and I know I'm going back to hair, and this is way more important than hair, but it's the point that I was contemplating it for a while. And I knew I was having an issue with my hair. I was losing a lot of hair when I washed my hair, and I was still resistant to wanting to cut my hair. And so I say this because I know there's folks listening that you know you've been hearing God sort of nudging you to do this, to make this move, to, you know, make this spiritual trim in your life, to leave this alone, to put this down, to move ahead, you know, and it's been something that he's been telling you for a while and you've been resistant to it, and you can see that the situation is escalating, okay? And, you know, Abraham saw the situation escalating and he decided to do something about the situation. And so when he decided to do something about the situation and parted, and Lot parted from him, this is when God spoke. This was the breakthrough that he needed. This was the tipping point of his life. You know, Abraham's life moving forward sort of rested on this vision that God gave him. He took it that seriously. This was that important. This was so key for Abraham's life, but it could not have happened if he had kept Lot in his life. Just like the Lord wants to do the same with you. He wants to encounter you. He wants to speak to you. He wants to give you that vision, but he cannot do that with the lots in your life, with the sin in your life, in your current situation. And so you must get that trim. So when we obey the word of the Lord and we get that trim, we will hear from God, see a clear vision of God's will for our lives, and receive directions to our divine destination. When we do hear from God, again, we must immediately obey and give thanks to the Lord. We must partner with God in this way during this season and throughout this year, if we want to do great exploits for the kingdom of God. If you know that God is calling you to greater heights, there is a race before you that needs to be run with endurance, patience, active persistence, and steady pace. And we cannot do this with anything that's holding us back or weighing us down. Keep your eyes on the prize. Keep your eyes on Jesus. And remember all that he did for us, and that this quote unquote trim is the least we can do for him. I promise you will not regret it. And going back to the hair analogy, when I decided to get this trim. I'm not gonna say I wasn't like, maybe I shouldn't have done that. But at the same time, I know that moving forward, my hair is going to grow in thicker, it's going to grow in stronger, and it's a point of restoration. And so when you make this spiritual trim, this shift in your life moving forward is going to become stronger. Your life moving forward is going to become richer, and you are going to be more prosperous because of this choice that you made. Sometimes we have to let go with the old to make room for the new. And so I have a reflection for you. Number one, what are the things that we put before God? What are the things that you are putting before God? And number two, what is stopping you from fully saying yes to God? Now, write these things down, and I'm going to pray that God give you the strength to be delivered. And sometimes deliverance is not just a spiritual, this divine intervention from the Lord. It happens as a result of our obedience. Just like Abraham was delivered from the burden of Lot based on a wise choice, on his actions, on his obedience. And so, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I am lifting up every listener right now who's listening to this message, with whom this message resonates now. Lord, I ask for strength over them, Lord, to make the wise choice, to make the choice to choose peace, to make the choices, Lord, that you have been leading them to for their good, for their future, so that you can be established in their lives, so you can establish them in this year, in January in 2025, so that they can be fruitful for the kingdom of God. Father God, touch them with your Holy Spirit right now, from the top of their heads to the tip of their toes, Father God. Fill them with your Holy Spirit, with strength, with courage, Lord. Infuse them with your divine wisdom, Lord. Continue to lead them, instruct them, teach them in the way that they should go, and counsel them with your eye upon them. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for your Holy Spirit. I thank you, Lord, for this month of January, for this season of new beginnings, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for this year of your manifestation, Father God, for all that you will do in the 2025, this year to come, Father God. I thank you, Jesus, for your help, for your miracles, and for your deliverance. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.